You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Cedric Yao, modern-day Renaissance man, fitness expert, and founder of Baller Yoga, who has just launched the world's first official football leather yoga mat. Cedric, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Great to be here.
Thanks for coming out today, Cedric. So for starters, where did you get the inspiration to create a yoga mat made from official football leather? You got to love that.
Well, I was in Bali for a yoga retreat, and you know, it's a great peaceful setting, and the only thing that was distracting were these cheap synthetic yoga mats. So every day in meditation, I would think about what makes a great yoga mat, and it came down to grip and release, or grip without stick. So I started thinking about like all the different materials you could use. You usually see mats made out of synthetic materials like PVC or polyurethane, and then you also have like mats made out of rubber. And then on the fringe, we're starting to see mats made out of everything from like bamboo to hemp. So I was starting to explore and purchase like all the different yoga mats out there. And then one day it hit me that, hey, who else has this problem of needing, a surface that's tacky and grippy, but not sticky. And that was footballs. Because when you throw a football, of course, you want to have control so you can catch it, but you also don't want it to stick to your fingers so that you can throw it. That led on to the question of, hey, can we create a football or can we create a yoga mat out of football leather? And it turned out that we could.
And that is brilliant. That's all I've got to say about that. Now, once you saw the potential for a product like this and with little to no experience in creating fitness products, how did you go about bringing the product to life?
Well, the first question for me, I'm from an engineering background, it's a lot of like prototyping and rapid prototyping. If you're going to create a yoga mat out of football leather, it'd be kind of cool to reverse engineer a football. And if you look at the NFL footballs, there is only one supplier for their leather, and that is the Hortwing Tannery out of Chicago. After a couple attempts, I was able to get in touch with Nick Hortwing, who's a fifth generation Hortwing in the family business. And we started a dialogue, and I was able to visit Chicago and get a sample of like real football leather. There were a couple changes. For example, on our official red mats, we stained the back on a real football. Since it's all sealed, you don't see the inside, so the color doesn't matter. But for a premium product, you would want something that looks a little bit more finished. So we stain both sides with the official football red. And then at the same time, for an alternate color, because we did find out that red has a tendency to bleed when wet. We created a natural sand mat. So that was a little bit of product innovation. And down the road, we are primarily producing the natural sand and promoting those. Of course, if you, for people who are like, diehard football fans, we still make the official football red mats. But coming back to your question, start dialogue and kind of like reverse engineer the supply chain. So we have the leather comes from the same tannery that supplies Wilson Sporting Goods for NFL footballs, and then for the lace, we also tracked down just with a whole bunch of Googling the extrusion, the plastics extrusion company that also makes the laces for Wilson. At the end, we have a yoga mat that's as close to the unofficial football as you can get.
Those that like football and especially the NFL will certainly love this product, sounds like. Now, with hundreds of other yoga mats out there on the market, what convinced you to shake things up and disrupt the market, so to speak, and how Do you feel yogis or athletes would respond to a product like this?
Well, the initial question was, do we have like football players who are playing, or do we have football players who are doing yoga? And the answer is yes. If you look at, let's say, for example, the Seattle Seahawks, the entire organization has come in more with a mind-centered practice. And if you can find a whole bunch of articles on the Seattle Seahawks doing yoga. And we're seeing like the New York Giants, have a yoga plan, and other teams as well. So there's this, growth of, mindfulness, and being able to focus on the game, and keeping your mind in the game, and yoga helps a lot with that. Given that, you have two very large communities, one being, NFL football fans, another one being the yoga community, even if when you take the intersection, it's even though it may not be a large number of people, it's still a considerable number of individuals. Created a product that resonates with everyone. The way I look at something like Baller Yoga is that it doesn't take, because the product is very niche, and the people who love both football and yoga love our product. It's a lot easier to find them on like social media. So that's something where, if you take a look at Facebook these days, you're able to micro-target a community in a way that you weren't able to before. It was just too expensive to attract people in specific targets. But now we can do a search and find people who love an NFL football team and people who also love yoga. And market to them directly. So that was actually the big experiment with, with Baller Yoga, saying that, hey, if we were to create another synthetic yoga mat, it would take, a considerable amount of money to manufacture in China to get the cost down. And then you don't have differentiation. Whereas with Baller Yoga, and then we have the closest thing to an official football leather yoga mat. It's a nice, strong resident message, and in turn, it was a lot easier to get that off the ground.
Excellent background story there. Thanks for that. We are joined by Cedric Yao, modern-day Renaissance man fitness expert and founder of Baller Yoga, who has just launched the world's first official football leather yoga mat here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Cedric, tell us about your plan to bring the product to market and how it evolved from the initial prototype to recent launch, and what were the challenges and the revelations?
Okay. The initial go-to-market strategy, I would say, was PR-based. One of the beautiful things with Baller Yoga is that because we are dealing with premium materials, where the horween leather is a premium leather. We're not using, leathers from India or China or Brazil. We're using 100% American leather. And kind of establish a premium price point. And once you account for wholesale and retail markups, we ended up with a product that runs upwards of $1,500. It's a shocking amount. And we were able to capitalize on that by announcing a $1,000 yoga mat. And the great thing about that was we immediately cut through cut through a lot of the noise that you usually have to face as a startup. From launch, we went from conception to launch in 5 months. So from between like April 15th or April 14th and September, around September 15th, when we officially launched our PR campaign, we were able to get into, everything from the Washington Post to Forbes. We got coverage on a couple of local TV stations. My favorite, we got into Gizmodo and The Verge, which are tech and gadget blogs. So it's kind of cool to get to be in the top blogs that you read. And recently, we were in Inc. magazine. The biggest thing that's happening now is that we're finally getting acceptance by a couple NFL players. So we got a couple of the Arizona Cardinals, to test out the map and take a few photos. So be willing to go on the record as using a baller yoga map. So I think that's the big thing. Now, sometimes you get lucky with launch runway because we started in September at the beginning, close to the beginning of football season, and then we kind of got the word out and were in the gift guides for the holiday season. And then right after holidays, we get into January, February with playoffs and the Super Bowl. And then as we get into the off season, that's really when we expect to be able to get the attention of NFL players because right now they do have a full time job. But it's still cool that we're getting a couple wins, and we hope to proceed with that. So over time, we really would like to be like the official yoga mat of the NFL.
And that's pretty cool stuff right there. Now, what is next for you in baller yoga? How do you intend to expand the brand or bring more awareness to the evolving world of yoga and athletics? I see that you're well on your way, but get into that a little further.
Yeah, so we're working with a couple of individuals who have contacts in the NFL community, and we'll be able to talk about that more later. But everything from the NFL Players Association to other people who know NFL players. So we're branching out and just want to get seen. I mean, that's the number one thing is finding the community where this product resonates. And, obviously if we can get more people in the NFL, it really lends legitimacy and relevance to our product.
I think it's pretty awesome what you've been able to create here, and congratulations on bringing the idea to fruition. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I think it's the biggest thing I think for entrepreneurs out there is just getting out and doing something and touching your idea a little bit every day and incrementally building. You don't need breakthroughs every day, but if you're touching and taking baby steps forward, eventually something comes to fruition.
And that advice coming from you certainly does speak volumes. Cedric, where can listeners get more information on Baller Yoga?
We have a website at balleryoga.com, and we are also on Facebook and Instagram at baller.yoga.
Easy enough. Well, Cedric, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Have a great rest of the day and continued success to you.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Cedric Yao, modern-day Renaissance man, fitness expert, and founder of Baller Yoga, who has just launched the world's first official football leather yoga mat. And for more information and for purchase, simply visit balleryoga.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.